It's Ask a Pharmacist with Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy. Thanks for coming back, Pam.
Hey, Ben. Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Let's get into some questions. This person says, can a pharmacist order blood work if you don't have a doctor?
Yeah, that's a great question and one that we actually get a lot. The short answer is yes, but it really does depend. So first of all, you have to keep in mind that not all pharmacists at this point are able to order blood work yet. So only pharmacists that work within the designated pharmacy primary care clinics, like the one that we have the ability to order it. We hope to see that change. So it's a service that all pharmacists can provide. But for now, you're going to have to visit one of the pharmacy primary care clinics. And secondly, if you do make your way to a primary care clinic, our ability to order the blood work really does depend on the service that we are providing. So for instance, if you just walk in off the street and request blood work, we're probably not going to be able to help. Pharmacists within our scope only have the ability to order labs when it's being used to help guide the assessment we're providing and prescribing that we're doing. So for instance, if we happen to be renewing your prescription medication and we need a lab value to guide our decision making and our dosing, then we would order the required labs. Another example might be if you see us for chronic disease management. So managing chronic conditions like cardiovascular disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, thyroid disease, asthma. There's a whole list of chronic conditions that we manage. And in that case, we would be ordering labs to monitor your condition and then as well, you know, to help guide us in the medications that we are prescribing as well. So keep in mind, though, despite the, you know, those being the limitations on ordering lab work, keep in mind that all pharmacists do have access to view your lab values, which we use regularly, regardless of who does the ordering. And we use those just to make sure that the medication and the doses you've been prescribed are the best and safest for you.
Right on. Switching gears a bit here, Pam, somebody says, how long does it usually take for antibiotics to start working? I'd assume that would be different for whatever it's for.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. It is. But as a general rule of thumb, you know, we usually will say most antibiotics do start to work within that first 24 to 48 hours. But how quickly someone feels better really does depend on a couple of things. So as you mentioned, the type of infection that we're treating, as well as the antibiotic that is being used to treat that infection. So the medication is going to start fighting the infection when you start taking it, but your body still needs that time to heal. So those symptoms you're experiencing usually improve gradually, not overnight. Now, some infections like uncomplicated urinary tract infections might improve fairly quickly, and often they do, while others like chest or sinus or maybe skin infections can take multiple days before you really do notice that big difference, even though that antibiotic is working exactly as it should be. So what we usually tell people is that you should start to see some improvement within 2 or 3 days. And very important, if there's no improvement at all, or if symptoms are getting worse, you definitely do need to check back in with your pharmacist or prescriber. And even if you start feeling better early on, you know, you'll hear pharmacists say this all the time, but it is really so important to make sure that you finish the full course of your antibiotics. Stopping too soon can allow that infection to come back and does contribute to antibiotic resistance, which we really do want to avoid.
Right, for sure. Good info there. Let's have one more question for today. This person says, I can't swallow pills. Can I cut or crush my pills to make them easier to take?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're right. That is something that we encounter pretty often, actually, in community pharmacy. So for patients that do have difficulty swallowing pills, we'll look first to see if there are any alternative forms available for that medication. So that might include liquids, powders, maybe an orally disintegrating tablet, or even a capsule that we might be able to pull apart. It really does depend on that medication, though, and how we might be able to modify it. So, you know, that means that we can check to see if the medication can be split or cut or even crushed, as this caller is asking about. You know, and if it can be crushed or cut, in that case, you could blend it in with certain soft foods to help take the medication a little bit easier. However, most important thing I can say is that it's very, very, very important not to make any modifications to your medication without first checking in with your pharmacist. Many medications cannot be modified because of the way that they're made. So for instance, like our extended or slow release tablets and capsules, for instance, they can't be crushed. So as a general rule of thumb, just keep in mind that your pharmacy team can almost always find an option for you or for your child if you have difficulty swallowing pills, but please rely on them to help you find that. Don't just try to modify on your own.
Makes sense. Okay. Thanks so much, Pam.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks so much, Ben.
That was pharmacist Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy, and this was Ask a Pharmacist.